Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 637. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, is somewhere around. He's in this room somewhere. Looking around. Pretty sure he's in here. I just about had a panic attack. There is the... I had an interesting day. I got home. Well, my buddy John from work is having PlayStation 5 problems. They have big problems right now with the PS5. There is there's Agent Mulder is chiming in. Get over here, dude. Get over here. Where? I don't know. Oh, he's right behind me. Come here, dude. Come here. All right, Agent Mulder's now in my lap as he's trying to bite me. He might be a little feisty at the moment. John had stopped by I'd done research on the PS5 of what the overheating issues were. He didn't have problems with it until he started playing Black Ops 6. And Black Ops 6, I mean, it's a brand new game, and they have, these headphones are really not working so well. Fox, calm down, buddy. Calm down. Anyway, I'll get back to the PS5 for a moment. The reason he came over, basically, I was going to help him fix the PS5. Well, after he left, I guess he didn't close the door all the way to the front door. And, I didn't go. I normally, you know, after somebody leaves, I go and lock the door, you know, make sure to lock up. And I didn't go over there immediately. Apparently, I never did. They locked the door, apparently the door was left open. I went to the gas station and got some gas and a lottery ticket. And then came home, and Agent Mulder here was he ran up to the door. The front door as I drove up. I was like, well, what the hell? So I don't know where he was going to hang out, but he was definitely enjoying the outdoors, which is weird because it was probably open for a while because it was a while after John left that I left. And he didn't try to leave while I was home. He was in there with me whenever I left. And I guess he's just like, oh, he's not here. Where did he go? This door's open. Maybe I can go find him. He's being very vocal now. I didn't have any problem getting him back, and he just went right back inside. He got to go on an adventure. But it freaked me the fuck out because I didn't think the door. I was like, did I lock the door? And then I was like, looked at the door. It was unlocked. It didn't look like anybody fucked with it. So I'm like, imagine like, oh, I must not have locked it. But I was like paranoid. I looked around the house. Nothing was stolen. All my Gibsons were there. But I was a little nervous. I was like, oh shit, is there somebody in my house right now? And, but no, just, Mulder just felt like going outside. Fox is, inspecting things. That was a little excitement right before the show. I had to make sure he's still meowing. He's like, dude, can I go back out? I'm like, oh man. Like, he never wants outside either. I mean, he likes to look outside, but it's like, shit. I mean, it is nice outside. I can see why he'd want out now.
Fox, come here.
But he seems to, you know, pretty well enjoy it here to not really want out. But now he got a taste. Now he's wanting outside. Oh, I just had to pause for a minute. Agent Mulder's pretty excited after his little adventure outside. So calm him down, I opened up my storage room that I never let him into. So give him a little bit more excitement. And, you know, maybe he won't meow as much. Or at least he'll meow in there. Maybe the mic won't pick it up. But yeah, that was a little excitement for myself there. It was not an excitement I really enjoyed. I was a little worried. And then I was just like, oh man, thankfully I wasn't gone long. And that doesn't happen to the guy. I mean, I don't know that there's several dogs around and stuff. He's only got three legs. I don't know how well he'd fare in, you know, any kind of battle. I don't know. I mean, he bites me, but, you know, I feel like I can manage against him. Anyway, back to the PS5. So I had a pretty productive day, I'd say. No puking this week. But I still haven't been feeling right. Like, I still got phlegm and stuff going on from what I'm assuming was bronchitis. That just can't seem to fully go away. Today I started hitting the DayQuil again because it was just starting to kind of fill more back up with mucus, and I've been coughing. But I did get around to, I guess I had mentioned it before, that I had to, I'm looking at show notes from previous episodes. I had mentioned about having to put up a partition fence because there was a storm that knocked out, taking a branch off a tree and messed up the partition fence. But I finally, I've had the replacement parts here for quite some while, and finally this morning I took care of it. I had fixed the thing, and I had kind of putting it back together before, so I mean I had somewhat of an idea of like how it snapped together and everything, but I'd never taken all the slats out. And taking the two like main supports, top and bottom, like completely out and everything, and redone the whole thing. But now that I've done that completely, it shouldn't be so bad. But it was a little tricky doing that by myself initially. I maybe should have waited till John got over. Probably would have been easier. But hey, I did it myself. I figured out ways to do it, and now that I know how to do it, if I have to, hopefully I don't. I mean, there's still that big tree back there. There's a good chance another storm is going to knock another branch or something off and hit that. And then I might have to replace some more parts. But I felt pretty excited that I was able to complete that. I was like, holy shit, I've been meaning to fix that for a long time now, and it's done. And then, of course, John's been having this issue with the overheating of the PlayStation 5 for a while now. I guess at least over a week, if not like 2 weeks. It's been, I guess, multiple weeks. And he plays a lot of PS5. It's it's what he does. He plays a lot of COD. I play COD with him. He's been stressing bad about it at work. And I was like, man, I had done research, if you want to call it that. I went on YouTube research. And looked up PS5 overheating issues. And, of course, it just started popping up when he started playing Black Ops 6, which just came out. So, of course, it's got, you know, better graphics than most other games out right now. It's, you know, got, I'm sure, a lot of textures and stuff. So it's going to make the processor and whatnot, and probably the hard drive and everything, work harder to play the game. So if you're going to have overheating issues, it's going to be more likely to happen when playing a game that requires more RAM and whatnot to play the game, more processing power. And apparently what I came into was the most common problem with overheating with the PlayStation. Of course, people will replace the fan, which he replaced the fan already and got a cooling unit, and that wasn't solving the situation. And it was, he cleaned it out, and when he took it over here, it was pretty clean inside. That didn't seem to be an issue, even around the power supply. But from what I gathered on YouTube and just Google search, is that this is a widespread problem with the PS5, is that they use liquid metal on the processor to cool it, and it tends to oxidize And they some people say it's from standing it vertically and not horizontally. It also likes to pool in one location. And where it oxidizes, you have spots where the liquid metal isn't covering. And that's causing it, those areas, it's overheating. And then that's causing your shit to crash and whatnot. And after watching these videos, I felt pretty confident on at least the liquid metal part that I'd be able to to do that part. I hadn't taken a PS5 apart before. I've taken consoles apart before, but that is not one. I've taken like a PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 apart. I never took apart a 3 or 4 because I never had to. Thankfully, I never had issues with the system. It was by that point I started having issues with controllers. But I told John, I was like, you know what, you know, take it out. Because liquid metals, you can get fairly cheap unless you buy a lot of it, which you don't need much. For like 8 to like 14 bucks, you can buy some liquid metal. And, you know, as far as PCs are concerned and stuff, you know, they use thermal paste for a lot of stuff. But the PS5s particularly uses the liquid metal, not the thermal paste. Which I believe you could use thermal paste on it, but it's not going to do as good of a job at cooling the processor. You know, I wasn't going to fuck around with some thermal paste. I'm just going to get the liquid metal. I'm going to pause for a second and check out what Mulder's doing. Oh, I just had to pause again. Went ahead and just cleaned the litter box. Played with Agent Mulder there for a while. Get some energy out of him with a little fishing rod and whatnot. And, got him a brushing, gave him some treats. He's now laying in the hallway. I think he's calmed down a little bit from his adventure. Hopefully he quits with the audio. Yeah, or at least goes in the other room and does it. Maybe a little muffled. The PS5, man, that the liquid metal is apparently a big issue. I mean, I'm seeing from just all the searches doing that on the internet with the overheating issues. I mean, there's so many people that seem to be having that problem that I'm thinking it could end up being like the Red Ring of Death is for the Xbox, which ended up costing them, I believe, like billions of dollars. Xbox, it was the Xbox 360. I couldn't remember which version it was. It's the Wikipedia page on that. I believe they basically had to do a recall eventually. which, yeah, it was the Xbox 360, which basically, I mean, it was like the death of your Xbox. This is what Xbox's response was, which I believe, yeah, they ended up having to fix these eventually for free. It says here, in the early months after the console's launching, Microsoft stated the Xbox 360's failure rate was within the consumer electronics industry's typical 3-5%. Nevertheless, Microsoft has not released its official statistics on failure rates of the various versions of the console. On July 5th of 2007, Peter Moore, the vice president of Microsoft's Interactive Entertainment Business Division, published an open letter recognizing the console's problems, as well as announcing a 3-year warranty from the original date of purchase for every Xbox 360 console that experiences the general hardware failure indicated by 3 flashing red LEDs on the console, known as the Red Ring of Death. A source that has been identified as a team leader and key architect in the creation of the Xbox and Xbox 360, and a founding member of the Xbox team, provided insight as to the high rate of failures. The interviews had suggested that Xbox 360 units that fail early in their life to do so because of problems in the system design, parts supply, material reliability, and manufacturing issues, as well as a system not to tolerate I just want to see what, Here's where it becomes a real problem for them. On October 17th of 2008, a class action lawsuit was filed in California against Microsoft over the ROD problem, Red Ring of Death problem. On August 28th of 2009, Square Trade published a report saying that early indications point to the Red Ring of Death problem abating in 2009, projecting that one-year failure rates with the release of the Jasper chipsets might be below 4%, with the actual fail rates of the Red Ring of Death problems at slightly above 1% in quarter 109, total failure rates of hardware problems at about 12%. That's a good chunk. That's a strong percentage of sales, man.
12%.
It's all good, Fox. In June of 2010... Microsoft released a new, slimmer Xbox 360s. These models indicate hardware failure differently from the original. Causes, scratch disk, disk replacement. I want to see, this is like the, I'm reading the Wikipedia page on it. I just wanted to get, I know that they lost. I was just curious about like what they ended up doing for everything, and it's just not getting, this Wikipedia page sucks. It's not getting into that. but do you, let's see, cost. I wanted to see how much it cost. Oh, here we go. Here's a Reddit post on it. Yeah, it cost $1.15 billion, or at least that's what initially there was said it was going to cost them to fix all the Xboxes. Like, that's insane. From what I understand, I mean, it almost killed the Xbox itself, was that whole fiasco. But, I mean, they had class action lawsuits against them. I mean, there was...
What's up, dude?
You still excited? You still excited? Do I need to play with you more? Hold on just a second. I need to... But yeah, basically, I mean, it cost Microsoft a lot of money, and I'm assuming this is what this PlayStation 5 overheating issue is going to be. As, chill out, man. As I'm looking to see if there's a class action lawsuit, possibly. Oh, there is a new lawsuit. I wonder if this is a. Whew. Yeah. I would imagine this is going to amount to. Yeah, there are some lawsuits against Sony that has to do with that. Yeah, John had contacted Sony, their customer service, and said they'd fix it for $250, if I remember correctly. oh, shit. Well, one says the crash defect dismissed. Most of these are like older articles, so I'm wondering. Age of Mulder, come on, calm down, buddy. I get it. You got to experience the outside, the outdoors. It was exciting. Which again, I'm surprised that he even went out there, because normally he just does not give a shit. But he must have seen an animal outside or something that he was interested in, and just like, hello. I'm really feeling like, you know, maybe he does need a friend here. Is that, I guess I'm going to pause, calm him down some more. Well, this is becoming fun for this episode, as I'm just trying to find ways to distract the cat. As I opened up, I had closed off the storage room there because he left out of there and then just was uninterested. But I opened it back up. As if right now he's hiding there. I imagine in a couple of minutes he'll be back meowing. But it does look like the PS5 has been hit with these lawsuits. It's definitely, it seems like there has been some lawsuits against them. I'm trying to find anything about, you know, how that's going. Any kind of real updates, and I'm not really seeing it. Although the one said one of the lawsuits had been dismissed. Oh, a controller defect lawsuit was dismissed. But I mean, it's a huge problem. It seems that is a huge problem. Anyway, back to like fixing it. I'm hoping I put the liquid metal on there correctly. I don't think I put too much on. If anything, I didn't put enough on, which could be a problem to where it could still overheat if I didn't cover it enough. But on the one side, I'm hoping, I feel like I maybe should have completely cleaned it off with some alcohol to ensure that all the oxidation was gone. I know on the one side, I feel like I definitely did, because when I was using the Q-tip to clean it, I mean, I was getting it to squeak and making it sound like, oh, it's definitely going smoothly on there. I just hope I clean the other side good enough. I'm hoping like hell it fixed the issue for him, because man, he was getting stressing out, and I let him take it apart. There's Agent Mulder again. Oh, all right, I'm back again. this is going to be a long night. I'm thinking he's not calming down anytime soon. I'm hoping he chills out. Again, the PS5. This digression that I keep going down. I would have taken my time and cleaned that processor better, made sure to like just go ahead and wipe it off the alcohol. But I mean, John had to go. He had his kids this weekend, and so he had to hurry up. And it took us a while to get it all taken apart and then put it back together and whatnot. Had I just done it myself and like not been worried about the time, I feel like I probably would have done a much better job cleaning it. But I'm hoping I did a good enough job cleaning it. He will let me know later if this helped or not. So I'll definitely be hearing about that. but hopefully it makes a difference. And I figured too, it'd probably be a good idea for me to attempt this anyway, because, you know, I have a PS5. And at some point, it might have the same issue. And so I might end up having to do that to mine at some point. And then I've got, you know, several other friends that have PS5s. And, you know, hey, just saying, I could possibly help them out if it came to that. But, I mean, we did manage to plug the system in before he left and turn it on, and it fired up. It turned on. He didn't try any games out or anything again, because he had to leave. But he wasn't even going to power it on. I was like, I just wanted to make sure that fucker was going to fire up, because, you know, we had to unhook things. With that liquid metal, you got to be careful when you're applying that. You can only just like apply it to the certain area, like there on the processor. You don't want to get it anywhere on the board that's not protected, because it can fry some shit. It's a sort of delicate situation, but there's a nice a foam pad like around the processor that protects it from getting out. You just don't want to get it past that. But I mean, it's really easy to get that on stuff. I got it on my counter, all kinds of shit. It sticks to everything, but you can get it up real easy with alcohol, like isopropyl alcohol or denatured alcohol. comes right up. Just the key part is, you know, making sure that you clean it up before you connect everything back up and power it up. But, I mean, it powered up. I imagine he's probably going to be getting online any minute now. Probably within, let's say, in the next hour. And that if it overheats, I'll be at least getting a text message, if not a phone call. But, like, man, he was getting so pissed at the end. And I knew it was just like, oh, man, please don't kill me, John. Please don't kill me. I was really just trying to help him. And save him, like, you know, a bunch of money. Because there's, like, a game store over in Union, Game Over, that said they would fix it for him. But they would charge him $100, which I didn't think $100 was terribly bad for it. But they would not only just put, like, reapply, like, the liquid metal, but also make sure that the, like, heat sinks and everything were good, and check everything around the hard drives and just do a full evaluation of the thing. And, but hey, you know, I mean, he could always end up doing that. But he was talking about just getting the PlayStation Pro and just saying fucking buying that. But, I mean, that's like $750. You know, that's that is too much for a console for me. I mean, at that rate, just buy a fucking PC. And if they're already having problems, you know, with this overheating thing, I don't know that the PS5 Pro is going to be any better. Which I would hope, but see here. Let's see what the news is on that. But but they should, man, the pro, it's just hopefully, I'm not seeing, I'm trying to look up the news. It's just about all about the release. I don't know if overheating. Let's see here. Is there any news on that? As, yeah, they're randomly shutting off. I mean, there's, man. Oh. It is the PS5 Pro. I mean, it is coming with the 2 terabytes of storage and will run quietly. That is a rumor. It does have 2 terabytes of storage. I know that. That has been confirmed, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, maybe upgrading the heatsink would be another thing, I guess, to help with the cooling thing. I know John also bought a cooling cooling unit that was, you know, you stick your PS5 on that has fans, and that helps keep it cool. But it didn't make any difference with this overheating issue. Like, he would get in like 2 or 3 matches of Black Ops 6. It would give him a warning message that he needed to turn the PlayStation off, that it was overheating. And the fans did no real favors for it. Again, hopefully this liquid metal is real key. But I'll see you real soon. I always, like, just keep glancing over at my phone, waiting for it to light up. As Agent Mulder's walking in here again, we're going to get some cat updates here.
So, oh, yeah? You having fun outside?
I get it, buddy. I get it. I mean, when I got a taste of traveling, it was pretty exciting to me, too. But eventually, you get over it. You get over it? Well, not really. I mean, I still want to travel. I'm not... Don't have as much wanderlust. And now the cat is on the desk. So Fox may be interrupting here shortly as he's rubbing the mic stand. Oh, you're going to say hi? Say hi to everybody? Buddy, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Too bad I can't take you to, like, Germany or something with me. Show you really the world. That there's, like, a whole other world out there. That might be a little difficult, though. take, you know, I don't think you'd enjoy the flight and whatnot. That oh, you disagree? You think you'd like to be on like a 9-hour flight? You think you could handle that? Is being locked in a little pet carrier? We win that lottery, man. I'll get a better place, like a bigger place, and we'll get a catio. I just don't know how well you'd do with other animals. I mean, you are missing a leg, yo. You are missing a leg. I don't know how well you could defend yourself against, like, say, a Rottweiler. Could be a real issue, man. I realize you're a federal agent. Theoretically, you could hold your own. But you are handicapped. Just saying. Yeah? Is that all you got to say about that, buddy? No? You got more? Well, I might have to pause this until tomorrow. I think that might be a thing. As he is really, really feeling it. I guess I'm going to pause it. I don't know when I'm going to unpause it. All right. Well, it's the next day as I'm unpausing this. And damn, my headphones are really screwed up. shit. Fox is going to be in here in any minute. He's still wigging out. Fun update. As he goes outside one time. Now he just wants to stay out there. since he's moved in here, he hasn't wanted out at all. And then, he gets out one brief moment. And then he's like a crackhead chasing the dragon. I wonder if there's some kind of animal out there or something that he wants to go say hi to. My levels and shit are all fucked up. Anywho. And I got an update on the PS5 situation from my buddy John there. Unfortunately, you know, we just turned it on when he was here, and it powered up. That was good. So it looked like hopefully everything was connected right. Unfortunately, he had issues with the controllers not syncing up with the system, not being able to use the controllers. And so what happened was, I, after doing some long watching of YouTube videos and just Google searching things, I found a Reddit post where people had that same exact problem whenever they tore their system apart to clean it and then put it back together. And what it was is the ribbon cable that connects the USB port was damaged. And they either bent the prongs on the connector and or the cable. And it appears that is what the case is, that the cable for the ribbon cable for the USB port is damaged. And that's kind of a problem. So he can order a new one of those. So now he can't use the PlayStation at all. Like before, it was overheating. And he could use it for a little bit, but then it would give him the warning message. Sometimes it was getting to the point, I think, where it was actually shutting off. But unfortunately, it didn't work out. I feel pretty bad about it. It was causing him issues anyway. And, I don't know what to say. I offered to loan him mine in the meanwhile, because he was talking anyway before we opened it up and tried to fix it about just getting a PS5 Pro. But I was like, man, obviously PlayStation has shit the bed. They have literally shit the fucking bed on the design of this system. It is a fucking train wreck. I mean, the liquid piece, liquid metal on the CPU or what have you, is causing so much problems. And after watching these long video teardown videos of the PS5, and watching the a technician talk about, repair guy, talk about a lot of the issues inside there, and there's just some bad design flaws in there. They've got, if you've got the disk drive one, which John does have that, I have the disk drive one. One of the cables for the disk drive is taped to a heatsink, and that is just asking for that cable to get melted and ruin that, and then you won't be able to use your disk drive. Which kind of defeats the purpose of buying a console with the disk drive. Yeah, I tried to talk John into going PC, because, you know, if you have issues with something, it's a way easier to fix things on a PC. They're built to be able to easily swap things out, you know? And, if I want to upgrade my RAM, pop that bitch out and pop in another one. Although I had some issues just doing that. I didn't connect it all fully whenever I swapped my RAM out, but... I mean, there's just what if you hit run into an issue like that, which they're building these consoles more like PCs, but yet they're doing shit that make it really hard. They don't want you to be able to repair it. They want you to have to send it in to their company, which the Sony had when he talked to their customer service said, yeah, it's a $250 service fee. That's not including shipping and handling and stuff. So, you know, basically pay for a new system. You know, they don't want you to actually send it in too. They just want you to buy a new system, which is a complete load of shit. These things aren't fucking cheap. And, you know, to have to turn around and he's had that system for a year, a little over a year. Granted, he does play it a lot, but it still should last a ton longer than that for the money you're dropping into it. And a PS5 Pro is, I want to say, $750. I mean, that kind of cash, you could buy a damn PC. That is beyond absurd, if you ask me, for the price. I'm sure though, he could probably, with this system, take it to, because there's, I know, the one video game store, Game Over in Union, they repair stuff, they will repair systems, and I'm sure they'd buy his system even though it's not currently working. I would imagine you'd get a lot more for the system if it was up and running. But there's still, you're not going to, you're looking to get half, especially if it's not working, than what you paid for it. I'm going to venture to guess, they might give you, for one that's not up and running, I don't know offhand, but I'm going to venture to guess they'd probably, maybe give you 100, 150. I guess it's better than nothing. And let it sit or what have you. So that's some shit. There's all kinds of PlayStation parts you could buy off eBay and stuff, though. And this ribbon cable, you can buy it on eBay. They're about $27 a pop on eBay, from what I'm seeing. Some were cheaper. I think these cheaper ones are probably not coming from America. Yeah, this is from China. Yeah, that's going to take forever to... Yeah, that's a cheaper one, but it's from China. yeah, it sucks, man. It sucks. You know, he plays Call of Duty all the time, and it's what he does with his free time. So that is a real pisser. I feel kind of responsible for it, but the system was already fucking up. I was trying to help. I was trying to help. It didn't work out. That just sucks. Those cables are very sensitive, and like even if you get like a fingerprint on there, it could cause it to not work. But yeah, this is I don't even remember exactly what all I talked about. I think it's just strictly the PS5 and Fox there. So I'm surprised he's not in here losing his shit still, because he all morning's been losing his shit. But I, you know, it was Halloween. And you know, I did stuff for that. I went over to Jackman's, and I wasn't sure if they were really gonna do that again this year, because Marcellus, they have every year, of course, Jackman's son Marcellus is has a birthday party. Well, he's born in September, but he likes to do Halloween birthday parties. And this year, you know, I wasn't they had the birthday party for him. Didn't know until the last minute basically when it was. And I wasn't really sure. We used to always do a haunted house like in the basement. And, you know, to scare the children. But, you know, they're, like, turning into teenagers now. Him and all of his friends, like, being 14, are like, they're really going to want to do some cheesy stuff in the basement. When, you know, now they're old enough. I mean, they can go to a haunted house, like, go to, like, Creepy World or something. Really enjoy some stuff. I feel like if we're going to keep doing this, we're going to have to up the ante, you know. Like, just doing having a couple of props inside a basement. Just doesn't seem like it's quite enough. Like, I feel like we should make some stuff where they have to sign a waiver, and then, you know, we bury them alive. You know, not to where they're going to die, you know, but, you know, put them in a coffin and just, like, throw some dirt on it and just make sure that there's enough air in there. But, you know, do some real demented stuff that, you know, you don't want to do to a child, because that will really, you know, fuck them up for their life. Anywho, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of bittersweet. Oh, I mean, bittersweet, at least for Jackman. I mean, he doesn't like having to go through and set up all this shit every year. But, you know, are they like, it's, I'm sure they're probably not going to, you know, maybe not trick or treating next year. It's, I see Marcellus wanting to dress up every year, but it's like, are we going to really do the haunted house thing? I mean, I'd still like to find stuff to do for Halloween, because that's like been like the only thing I've really been doing for Halloween the last few years. And, you know, I remember when, I don't remember how old he was, but, of course, Trebejo, one year for Halloween, Marcellus was really big into Batman when he was little. And of course, I dressed as Batman and came to his birthday party in character. And then Trebeja dressed as the Joker and shot me with a paintball gun, and I went down. And that was probably pretty traumatic for these very young children to see Batman get shot. But there was like an audible gasp when that happened, and there was something just so I don't know, invigorating by that, or satisfying to get that kind of a reaction. I didn't traumatize them for long. You know, I got back up pretty quickly, but there was a moment where like, oh no, did he kill Batman? And then we got up, and then we made sure that the Joker and Batman said, oh no, it's all good. You know, we're friends or whatever. I didn't come out of character though. I was still the Batman, you know. I took him to, I think I said I was taking him to Arkham Asylum. And I don't remember how that transpired at the end, but I know that I got back up and they were like, oh, there was such a moment of relief that holy shit, our hero's alive. And years went by and he was still convinced like Batman had come to his birthday party. Like the real, legit Batman. And I was doing the Christian Bale voice. I am Batman. The Joker. I'm taking the Joker to Arkham Asylum. And, one of my best moments in life. I mean, my finest acting. But I came back, you know, after, I think I painted my eyes black too. Like, I think I went all in on getting into the Batman character. And I stayed after the shooting. I stayed and like partied with him, danced with him for a while and everything. Eventually I disappeared as Batman. I mean, there was crime that had to be solved and baddies that had to be taken down, you know? So he had to go jet off to Gotham City. But after that, I came back as me, as mild-mannered Josh, and, he told me all about Batman coming to his party. I was like, holy shit, that is awesome. I can't believe I fucking missed that. Holy shit. I take off for just a little bit, and one of the coolest things ever in the world happened. Who would have thought? What a coincidence. And there was like several years. Like he would tell me about that. I don't even think he remembers it now, but I think there's some video of it. Good times though. I mean, we had so many fun times scaring the children in that basement though. Like there was a time where Marcellus's uncle Gary was helping us out, and he just dressed in, he didn't have a costume when he came over, but he was going to help out in the haunted house. And he got inside a sleeping bag and like zipped it all the way up. And Gary's a very large dude. He is over 6 foot tall. He's a very large guy. I'm not sure exactly how tall Gary is, but he's a tall and just big. He's a large guy. I'm amazed that sleeping bag that he was able to get all the way in that sleeping bag. But he like completely zipped it over himself. And like he was like poking out with his eye and he was like holding the broom. The kids were really young at this point. It was like maybe one of the first, it was like one of the early times where we had set up a haunted house in the basement. And when the children come through, he was just, I'm sweet. He would do this like kind of high-pitched voice like, I'm sweeping and just say crazy shit like that. And like that scared the children more than anything else. I don't remember what I was dressed up as that year. It didn't matter because the broom and the sleeping bag, that was the scariest thing in that basement. There was sheer terror being caused by that broom. I mean, sheer terror. oh man, son of a bitch. I'm looking at, while I'm saying this stuff, I am still looking at PS5 parts, and I was looking at this cord, but this one's used. I don't want to buy a used one. How do I know it's a good one, motherfuckers? But I mean, it seems to be like the only way to buy them is fucking on eBay, at least. It's fucking used, unless you get one from China and it's going to take forever to fucking get. Anywho, I think people probably part out PS5s, especially, especially if you have a broken one. If you know there's something fucked up with it, you can part it out and sell it for, like, I would imagine, make more money. Anywho, yeah, so I mean, I didn't do a whole lot for Halloween, but was able to go out and do that. I mean, I used to go out to Halloween parties too, but I don't, that was back when I used to do karaoke and shit, and I haven't fucking done karaoke in like over a decade. It's been a minute. Well, other than that, I did one time do karaoke while working at Can-Am, but like the old crew I used to run with. Like then, I haven't seen those peeps in a long time. Used to have so much fun doing that, but you know, it's weird. You get older, and you just, your hobbies change. It seems like you know, you're tired more often, so you just don't have enough time to do as much stuff. And like, also a Halloween party. I like Halloween parties, but, and I like getting dressed up, but it's like, do I really want to get fucking drunk? That's something that's just, I do a little drinking nowadays, but I don't like go out. Yes, that was a thing too yesterday, or sorry, Friday. I'm confused. When I started this recording, it was yesterday, but I did have Mexican, went to Ernesto's, and we had a big lunch at work. They gave us tacos, so John and I didn't end up getting. Which Rob, I guess our buddy Rob came too, but we weren't really hungry after after what we ate at work, and so we just had, like, I had a margarita, John had some beers, and then Rob came and had a margarita. And when Rob came, he came after us. We didn't know he was going to stop in, and when he ordered one, for some reason they thought we wanted two. And I was like, oh, hey, did you want another margarita? Because we made, I'm like, no, I didn't really want one. But then eventually I felt bad they made another one. Like, I knew two margaritas would be a mistake. And that I was going to go to a haunted house, and that I don't want to be drunk for that. And I had that second margarita. That second one will get you. I didn't completely finish the second margarita, but it was enough. We stayed there for a while, so at least I was able to, you know, not be like, I mean, I wasn't falling down drunk or anything, but I had a nice little buzz going when we left. Though I went immediately home after that. Or no, well, I stopped at the gas station, got a Mega Millions and a Gatorade. Then I went home, and I took a shower, and tried to sober up a bit, but I had a little bit of a buzz when I did show up for the party. And then I did get a Vecna mask from Johnny Brock's. They had some pretty decent masks. Some years they don't have like the greatest, like, cool masks, but they, you know, I love me some Stranger Things, and you know, they're making that last season right now. They're filming that thing, and so, you know, I'm pretty excited for that. And it's just like, I saw the mask and the Vecna. I was like, damn it, I got to get a Vecna mask. Which I went to Marcel's party dressed as Freddy Krueger. And but I got that Vecna mask. And I ended up doing Freddy for a while, and I was just, it was just so hot in there, and I was sweating a lot that I ended up taking off the Freddy sweater and just putting the Vecna mask on instead of the Fredster. It was like, oh, that's you know, much nicer. But the worst part probably, though, about, you know, wearing a latex mask for hours is the fact that you can't get that smell away. It's finally, I think, kind of gone now, today, like 2 days later. But yesterday, even yesterday, after showering and scrubbing, I still had the smell of that latex mask, and it was like giving me a headache. Not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. But, anyway, yeah. Man, it's Thanksgiving is just a couple weeks now. That's crazy. The election's finally gonna happen. Maybe this will be the last one we ever have. Hopefully not. I'm glad that's just about over, because, you know, I'd say I'm tired about hearing about it, but I'm not going to, even after the election, we're not going to stop hearing about it, whether Trump wins or not. I mean, it's, I mean, he's going to claim he won. He will 100%, even if it's like a landslide victory, he will claim that he won. There's going to be a fight. As Agent Mulder finally comes in, I knew he was going to come back at some point. I'm like, dude, let me out. And here he is. Come here, dude. We're wrapping up here. Come here, Fox. Get over here. Hey, come up here. He's hiding underneath my chair. Come on. Come here, buddy. Come here, kitty. Oh, and I'm getting bit now. I think that means he loves me. No? You don't like me now? Is that it? He sounds angry. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. So, yeah, the elections, hopefully we all survive that. And the aftermath. Yeah, hopefully it's not too ugly. Fox, calm down, buddy. And I hope to go to the Blues game again next weekend. That's the plan right now. It might be a little tough, but I'll make that happen. I am working next Saturday, and the game is on Saturday. Is Fox, buddy. Simmer down now. Simmer down, meow. Like, you were doing so good there for a while. I almost finished this thing. Hopefully by the next show, it'll have calmed down. As, you know, a week later, week's a long time. Well, I guess I'll find out, you know? I'll probably record on next Friday night because of the game and what have you, but I know one thing related to like shows and everything. I of course watched the rest of Agatha All Along. I was spoiler alert, surprised that they had killed her in the end, which I do like Agatha. She's a good character, that Catherine Hahn, and they had the trailer for upcoming like Marvel shows, and I liked the looks of the new/old Daredevil coming back, and they did have a shot of Jon Bernthal as the Punisher in the Daredevil, and that was pretty exciting. I don't know if they'll do more just Jon Bernthal. as the Punisher, like just a specific show, as he is still flipping out. Damn it. anyway. Oh, Fox, come on, man. Chill out. We've only... Man, I'm still dealing with all this phlegm and shit. And it's been like a solid month. God damn it. Falling apart here. But yeah, I know it, you know, Johnny Bernthal is going to be making, at least in the Daredevil show, making a comeback as Frank Castle, the Punisher. So we know. But it's just like a shot of him in there. I don't know how much he's going to be in there. I liked the Netflix's Punisher, so I mean, I thought Bernthal was really great as the Punisher. So hopefully we get plenty of that. But you know, we shall see. That's I don't know when. Daredevil Born Again. When is that coming out? Let's see, release date. I don't know that they've set a release date. Here's that. An article that's supposed to state the release date. And doesn't look well. March 5th? March 4th and 5th. Okay, March 4th and 5th. I guess is when it's will launch next March. So I got that to look forward to in March. A little Daredevil action. So we should, I think that'll be entertaining. I mean, I liked the Netflix Daredevil show. I didn't give a shit for the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie. not my bag, man. It's not my bag, baby. I don't know why I have to put baby at the end of there, but... yeah, I think I'm good here. Is Agent Mulder still in the background losing his shit? So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.